This is episode 2 of Drawing Gaia, a podcast about drawing, landscape and the environment. My name is Susan Cruz. I'm an artist based in the UK. You can find me on Instagram as drawing.gaia and on Twitter as drawinggaia, all one word, capital D, capital G. I blog at susancruz.blogspot.co.uk. I'm currently working on a 7-month Arts Council funded R&D project called Drawn. This episode takes place at Hogchester Farm in Dorset, where I've just completed a short artist residency as part of the project. For me, the residency was an opportunity to consolidate some ideas I had about my practice at the very beginning of the Drawn project, hopefully signposting ideas to focus on in the months ahead. Much of this podcast was recorded outside in the field, as it were, so I apologise for the wind sounds at the beginning of the episode. I hope you enjoy. So I'm recording this at Hogchester Farm in Dorset, where artist Chantal Powell and her husband Rob have a 75-acre holding. They have goats and guinea fowl and soe sheep, and they're taking several of the larger fields back to being wild flower meadows. So I came here to make work about the land here, and I didn't think about it before I came. I didn't want to have any kind of preconceived ideas of what I was going to do. When I was at the winter solstice at the Rollright Stones, I'd sort of had an idea of what I wanted to do before I got there, and then when I got there, it was different to how I imagined, in that there were more people around, and, you know, because it's the winter solstice, which is fine. And I didn't make as many walking drawings as I thought I would do either. And it was very much about, it ended up being about my experience of being in that landscape when I was younger and how that was still informing my artwork, and also perhaps confirming for me that this is what I want to do, this is how I want to make work, is to be outside and engaged with the natural world. So I thought when I came here I would just not have a preconceived idea of what I wanted to do, and I would just wait until I was here. So today is my first day. It's the 1st of May 2018. So May Day, and I'm really glad I waited, because it's been wonderful exploring it this morning. I've only been walking around for about an hour and a half. It feels like about 4 or 5 hours because I've seen so much. I'm interested in how the shapes of the trees and the water and the fallen wood and the ivy and some of the brambles, and they make the same forms, they make the same shapes. I guess this is fundamental physics in action, really, but it's really beautiful because it really strongly is a visual indication of how everything is connected, and it's very pleasing to the soul to see these shapes repeated over and over again, and these constant visual discovery and pleasure in these forms gives me a lot of joy. It's just not overwhelming, but certainly vast. Even this tiny little piece of land, 75 acres isn't tiny, but you know, it's a small holding, and yet it is everything. And it is vast. The forms and the shapes that keep unfolding, the thousands of flowers and leaves, and the sounds. Do you know, just one field could keep a person occupied for a lifetime, really. So it's day two of the residency, and I had a bit of a breakthrough this morning. Rob, the guy who owns this land, took me up to their wild flower wetland meadow, which is an extraordinary thing, really. They reclaimed it from a patch of ground that was basically bracken and gorse. And in 2 years, they've managed to haul it back from this pretty useless piece of land, really, to something that has lots of wildflowers in it. And I think he said they had 27 species of butterfly, and they're hoping to get the marsh fritillary back. And there's like a little stream running through it. It's extraordinary what they've done in that time. And it's an ongoing process. I mean, they're going to have to keep working on the land. If you do leave ex-farmland to just go back to nature, you don't really get what you think you're going to get. And you do end up with sort of scrubland. And yes, it does support a lot of wildlife, but a properly managed piece of land can support even more wildlife, more diversity, which is really what you want. So he showed me this and this place, which I was particularly interested in, because since I've been working here, I've been thinking about water a lot and how all this landscape is riven with streams and rivulets and pools, and the water seems such a fundamental part of the landscape here. I've been recording a lot of water sound, and I'm thinking maybe what I will end up making is a sound piece. I imagine that's what I'll end up doing. But I've also filmed quite a bit. I mean, I'm no filmmaker, and you know, my photography and filmmaking skills are pretty rough, really. So I don't know, but it seems a significant part of the work here. So that was this morning. And then I went up to a side field where he has some Soay sheep. Now, I am an avid knitter, and I also spin, not terribly well, but I can. And so I was really interested in these Soay sheep, which is a very, very ancient breed. And really, in some ways, more like goats than sheep. They come in beautiful shades of brown and cream. And as Rob was saying, they're very wild. They don't want people near them. I didn't want to go too far into the field because they have lambs with them, and I didn't want to disturb them too much. So I was walking slowly through the field and came to this extraordinarily beautiful and old oak tree. And Rob and Chantal's children have obviously been using it as a swing. They've got an old tire attached to one of the branches. And this was moving in the wind, so I attached a pen to the base of the tire, because it's a lovely pendulum, and just let it do a drawing for me. And then I thought about attaching a pen to the tree itself, which I have done before and which other artists have done before, I know. Normally what I would do is I would lay the paper on the ground and allow the wind and the branches of the tree to make the drawing. But today I have a small concertina sketchbook, and I stood in front of the tree and I held my sketchbook before the tree and allowed the pen to move on the paper, and I suddenly knew that that was what I wanted to do here, because it felt like a proper communication between me and the tree. It felt like, well, in a strange way, it kind of felt like a prayer. Perhaps because of the way I was holding the paper and standing before this beautiful tree. It was really lovely. And What I liked about it too is normally when I make wind drawings or so on, I just leave the paper on the floor and I just let the wind move the pen, and I don't handle the paper at all. I like the spontaneity, and I like the fact that I don't know what's going to happen, that when I come to the piece of paper, it's something completely unexpected. So it was very different today to stand in front of the tree and hold the paper in front of the tree. That meant that I could move the paper and, to some extent, guide the marks that were made. The pen is suspended on one of the branches, so the wind itself is still moving the pen. I can't predict where the pen is going to go next. And I have to say that it was probably one of the most enjoyable acts of drawing that I've done for a long time, possibly ever, actually. It really felt like a connection and a communication between the tree and myself, and I know that's, you know, what do they say, anthropomorphizing the tree, and I know that any rational human being will say, well, the tree doesn't know you're there, and it's can't possibly be a communication between the two of you, and so on. Yep, I get all that. Nonetheless, that's what it felt like. I think it's something to do with that experience of bearing witness to nature, which is what human beings at their best can do best, that we can bear witness because we are conscious to this extraordinary planet that we live on and all the diverse life forms that are on it. Also, I think that very, very old trees have a presence. Of course, it's something to do with size, but not entirely, because next, after I made this work with the oak tree, next to the oak was a holly. And again, I would say that was a pretty old tree. It was quite small, quite a short one, but had this incredibly beautiful gnarled trunk. And yeah, I think it had been there a while. Anyway, so I attached a pen and I stood in front of that tree holding the paper and allowed a drawing to happen. And that tree, of course, made a completely different mark to the marks that were made by the oak. Making these drawings with these trees just feels so completely what I'm meant to be doing. And intimate. Helgchester has some extraordinary trees. And I was talking to Rob recently about my investigation of water and how fascinated I am by all the little streams and things here and the water that's here. And I was saying to him how I was fascinated by this relationship between the trees, which are huge and old and unmoving, and the water, which feels young and is constantly in movement and a bit giddy. And I just really liked that relationship, that contrast between these huge, great, rooted beings and the giggling, bouncing water. Well, it's Friday, it's day 5 of the residency, and it's been, really interesting. So many things to explore, and I really feel that being here is really an introduction to what I want to do. It's brought up lots of questions that I need to resolve in terms of technique, in terms of materials I want to use to make different sorts of drawings. And it's also been really helpful in helping me consolidate my ideas going forward, because the reason why I'm at Helgchester is because It's sort of phase one of a 7-month Arts Council funded project called Drawn. And the point of that project is to develop my practice to be a digital practice, or at least to include a great many more digital elements than I do at the moment. And I'm making that quite a broad remit. I'm including things like podcasting and using social media and creating digital images using something like Photoshop or what have you, as digital practice, as well as using digital tools to actually create work. So, for instance, I'm really interested in finding ways of using accelerometers to collate or collect data about objects moving in the world, in nature, either people or trees or objects being pushed by the wind or being moved by water, and using accelerometers to gather data about those movements and create drawings from that data. So lucky to come here, and so lucky to be doing this project and to be funded to do this project. I mean, it's extraordinary. I'm on week one of Drawn, and I can already see so many areas that I want to develop and so many things that I want to purchase that will enable me to make more work and hopefully better work. The only frustration I have is my health isn't really very good at the moment, so I'm very, very tired, and I'm partly also here, it's all up and down hills and things, so I also think my muscles are a bit like, what's happening? Why are we keep climbing up hills? That's been a bit frustrating, having to sort of kind of manage that and rest enough and so on. But otherwise, no, it's been amazing. It's such a beautiful place here. I think I said earlier on, we're about a mile from the sea. It's full of nature and birds and amazing trees and lots of wildlife. I saw roe deer the other day. There's ravens and buzzards and water, and oh, it's just lovely. I don't know what else I have to say, really. I'm currently sitting watching a 4-hour wind drawing being made. Yesterday I spent 2 hours up on the hill, freezing cold actually, in quite high winds. I had my anemometer with me yesterday, and that was reading 16.1 miles per hour wind speed. So that was great, making that work. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, and today I'm making a much smaller piece and sitting in the studio and watching it be made. I've had a go at making some work, creating a device that I wrapped in plastic and took down to the river. I wanted to see how water affected the drawing. It wasn't as amazing as I thought it was going to be. Sometimes I make these works and I'm really staggered by what I can see, because I'm surprised by the marks that are made. And with this, I thought I would be really surprised by the marks, but it didn't do what I thought it was going to do, or what I imagined it would do. I know why it didn't. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why it didn't quite work, one of them being time. I think the best pieces of work that I make, with the wind drawings particularly, are the ones that are most, that take the longest, that, you know, several hours in the wind is the best way of making them. And I think with the water picture, I should have taken much longer too. And then later on this afternoon, I think I'm going to take the water device down to the stream again and try a slightly different technique and see what I get. And then I'm probably going to go for an evening walk and hopefully hear some owls or something. I saw a green woodpecker yesterday, which was completely brilliant, and can hear them from time to time, this unearthly waffling sound that they make. So, yeah, it's good. Tomorrow I'm taking the day off. I'm going to go to Charmouth, which is the little village by the sea, about just down the road here. So I'm going to take the day off and go and explore the coast and hopefully find some fossils. And then Sunday I want to do some more work on the animal tracking. I think Monday I'll probably be going home. I had planned Tuesday, but I think I feel I want to go home, and there's a lot of things I want to be working on that I need my computer for. So yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. So I think we'll see. If any of you want somewhere completely beautiful to come and work, you can apply for an artist residency here, or you can come on holiday. They have a holiday cottage here which is really delightful. I stayed in it for the first 3 nights that I was here, and it was really lovely. So yeah, Hogchester Farm in Dorset. I shall say goodbye and thank you for listening. It's lovely to have your company. Take care. Bye.